Man, I'm just so excited you're here, especially if you're new. You picked like the perfect weekend to come to CCV as we kick off this brand new series. And one of the reasons I'm so excited about this new series is because I believe the more you read about Jesus all throughout the Gospels, it's impossible to escape this fact that one of Jesus' defining characteristics is compassion. Can I show you just a few examples of that? If you look through the Gospels, especially in the book of Matthew, in Matthew chapter 9, it says, when he, Jesus, saw the crowds, in other words, when Jesus got around people, let me tell you what Jesus did. He did this. He had compassion on them. And then we see just a few chapters later, Jesus encounters some people who are hungry. All the disciples say this, send them home. And Jesus uses this as a very specific teaching opportunity with the disciples. He says this in Matthew 15. He called his disciples to him and he said, no. I have compassion on them. Don't send them home. We're going to feed them. And that's exactly what he did. And then literally just a few chapters later in chapter 20, Jesus encounters people that are hungry and hurting. For example, these two beggars that are literally on the street. They have nothing. I mean, it's horrific. And when Jesus encounters them, listen to what he says. Jesus had compassion on them and he healed them. It doesn't matter if Jesus got around crowds or the hurting or the hungry. Everywhere Jesus went, he oozed compassion. And so it should be no surprise that the Apostle Paul, when he begins writing to us, the church, as the church is formed in Colossians chapter 3, Paul gives us these instructions. He says this, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with. Use this word clothe, which is this really interesting word in the Greek. It literally means to just be consumed, to be completely wrapped up in something. And Paul says, hey, the church, you, a follower of Jesus, should be clothed with something. You should be clothed with Lululemon. That's what you should be clothed with, okay? Some of you are like, what's that? It's this really nice clothing line. No, number one on Paul's list with this, you should be clothed with compassion. That was the very first thing he said. Now, I don't know if you consider yourself a compassionate person or not. Personally, I feel like I have a lot of work to do. But one of the things I love about this season, this time of year, Christmas, is this. If you're taking notes, Christmas seems to elevate the compassion quotient in all of us. It's almost like around Christmas time, it just fuels compassion in us. I mean, maybe we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, even St. Nicholas, where we get Santa Claus, he was this compassionate man that all he did was invest in, and he poured into the poor in his city. I mean, think about Christmas. Every single Christmas movie, I can almost guarantee you that you love, every Christmas movie is centered around a person that was really, really selfish, like Ebenezer Scrooge. And then at Christmas time, something happened in him where he became compassionate to others. I mean, at Christmas, if you look at the news, if you read the newspaper, all the stories, you know what they are? They're about people that are unleashing compassion around them, and those inspire us. I mean, there's even this amazing story back during World War I where the Allied troops and the German forces, which were trying to kill each other at Christmas time, you know what they did? They came out of their trenches, and they actually played a football game together. I mean, just a day earlier, they were shooting at each other, trying to kill each other. And on Christmas Day, they all came out and they literally had a football game. And that got me thinking this week, you know, I feel like this past year I've been especially hard on Seattle Seahawks fans. You know, I'm always jabbing them, you know, I am. And I just thought, you know, thinking about, you know, sworn enemies playing football on Christmas, I thought, you know, maybe this Christmas I should say something nice about the Seattle Seahawks fans in our church. But I couldn't think of anything to say. I couldn't. The only thing I could think of was they have blue on their jerseys and I like the color blue. So if you're a Seahawks fan, that's all I got for you, okay? There's something about Christmas and compassion though. And you know, maybe it's the music, maybe it's the lights, maybe it's, you know, that every single store we walk into, there's bells that you know, Salvation Army's ringing. You know, maybe it's those things. But here's what we have to wrestle with. You know, compassionate Christmas is not this recent phenomenon that's happened over the past 50 to 100 years. You realize the story of St. Nicholas, you can go look it up for yourself. It comes from 300 AD. That's over 1,700 years ago. No. Compassionate Christmas started 2,000 years ago when God, did the most compassionate act in human history when he sent his son Jesus to be born here on this earth and to eventually die for us. And Jesus has been calling us, the church, to unleash compassion in our world ever since. And that's what we want to do this Christmas as a church. So I know we've kind of teased you out the last couple weeks. If you've been at CCV, we've kind of teased you. We said we have something big coming that we want to do this Christmas. Are you ready to hear what it is? All right. It starts with this. Here's a little background. Across the world, worldwide, there's 600 million children living in extreme poverty. Now, extreme poverty, the most widely held definition is anyone that's living on less than $2 a day in our world. And because there are so many kids living in extreme poverty in our world today, this next statistic honestly should break your heart. Every single day, every 24 hours, 18,000 children die from poverty or poverty-related issues. I mean, you have to wrestle with this. Every 24 hours, 18,000 kids die because all they needed was some food, maybe some shelter, or they had some basic medical needs that they needed. Now, here's what happens. Let's be honest. Here's what happens. You look at stats like that, because this happens to me, and it's just, it almost paralyzes us. Actually, psychologists have termed a phrase for what happens to us when we see things like this. It's called psychic numbing. Here's what happens. The numbers are so big, we're like, what can we do about that? I mean, I'm just one person. I can't do anything about that. I mean, I'm just one family. We're just one church. It's not like CCV is going to end the child poverty issue in the world today. And you're right, we're not going to. But what if I told you that we could solve it in one country? What if I told you this Christmas, our church could legitimately transform one country in this world? That's exactly what our vision is this Christmas, something we're going to call Compassionate Christmas in the country of Colombia. Now, if you're not familiar with where Colombia is at, it's just south of kind of Mexico. It's kind of the northern tip of South America. And I want to tell you why we chose Colombia. For the last half of a century, Colombia has been devastated. I mean, just devastated by some horrific things, primarily because of violence, the drug trafficking that's happened in that country, and utter corruption. For example, in America today, 90% of the cocaine in America today comes from Colombia. Netflix has this, really popular show called Narcos right now that documents some of the devastating effects that happen in that country. In the United States, the other number one exported drug into the United States from Colombia is a drug that many of us struggle with, coffee. Okay, but we're not going to talk about that. But here's the thing. There's been this major drug issue that's caused all this violence and corruption. And Colombia, the past 10 years, you need to know, has done a phenomenal job reining in the drug cartels. But it doesn't eliminate the devastating effects that have happened on that country. And it's bad, bad. Two of the most devastating statistics about Colombia are this. There is no other country in the world that has more internally displaced people than Colombia. An internally displaced person, or what's referred to as an IDP, is simply someone who's had to flee their home or they've lost their home because they were at risk of getting killed, or it was just confiscated illegally. In Colombia today, there are 7.2 million people that have been displaced and lost their home. Just to put that in perspective, the ISIS issue in Iraq displaced just over 2 million people. So this is a number that we have to kind of get our minds around. Here's how I'd illustrate it. That number. Imagine tomorrow every single person in Arizona, every person lost their home tomorrow and had to move to New Mexico and just live off the streets. That's what's happened in Colombia. And so that anytime someone loses their home, the effect on a child is specifically horrific. The other thing that experts use to kind of measure the poverty levels in a country is the gap between the rich and the poor. Colombia today, that gap, they have the highest gap in all of Latin America, and they have the third largest gap between rich and poor in the entire world. So today, over 53% of the population of the kids living in Colombia live in extreme poverty. Now, right about now, this is what you should be asking. Ashley, you said you thought we could transform the country of Colombia. How on earth are we going to do that? I'm glad you asked. It's a big vision, but we serve a big God. I want to tell you our three-tiered strategy to unleash compassion in Colombia and literally transform this country. It all starts with this number one. We are going to attempt as a church to sponsor every available child living in extreme poverty that Compassion International has in Colombia. Now, if you're not familiar with Compassion International, they're an organization that's existed for 65 years trying to end child poverty across our world. Their mission statement is releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name. Is that amazing? Now, Compassion International, we went to them and we said, hey, in the country of Colombia, how many kids do you have today living in extreme poverty that are just waiting for someone to raise their hand and say, I'll help. And here's Compassion's model. For $38 a month, you can sponsor a child living in extreme poverty and legitimately transform that child's life, pull them out of poverty. So we said, well, how many people how many kids, innocent, young, cute kids are just asking, waiting for someone to say, I'll help. They said there's just over 10,000 kids across the country of Colombia that are waiting. And here's what we said. We'll take all of them. Here's what Compassion did. Their eyes got about this big and their jaw dropped. They said, no church has ever attempted, ever, in our 65-year history to sponsor that many kids at once. And we had to explain, we're not any kind of church. We're not. Because CCV has always been a go big or go home kind of church. Because we have a big God. And we will not insult God with small thinking when we have a God that's so big and there's such a big need. So legitimately, here's what I want you to know, CCV. Across every campus of CCV, when you look around the room and you see the faces of kids that are all across your room, those kids represent, across all of our campuses, every single child Compassion International has living in extreme poverty in Colombia. And if we would just go with a little less this Christmas, just a little less, we can transform so many kids' lives. That's number one. But we're not gonna stop there. We have a second strategy, and here's why. Now listen carefully. We can meet all these kids' physical needs, but if we don't meet their spiritual needs, if we don't give all these kids an opportunity to hear about Jesus, at the end of their life, all of our work will have been in vain. So here's the second strategy we have in Colombia. We are going to plant 8 brand new churches across Colombia so every sponsored child has an opportunity to follow Jesus. Every sponsored child. Yeah. Now listen, these are not CCV campuses. These are brand new church plants. Because we will not meet physical needs without also allowing every sponsored child to be within walking distance of a church where Jesus Christ can transform their life. Now, how are we going to do that? We're partnering with an organization we know really well, a church planting organization called Stadia. And Stadia, we have all the church planters picked. We have the location of that site. It's all ready to go. And we're going to share more next week about how we're going to help do this. But here's what's amazing about these church plants. These church plants will house the child development centers partnered with Compassion International, where all the kids will go to get their food, where they will get a schooling, and where they'll get their medical needs met. It'll all be centered in a local church. That puts the local church at the center of a child's life and allows them and everyone around them to experience Jesus. Is that not amazing? I mean, this is like, yeah. But we're not done yet. Because when you sponsor a child through Compassion International, one of the most important aspects of the program is not just you sending dollars and resources, it's the relational connection you have with that child. That's actually one of the most important parts of the program, believe it or not. Now, you have to understand, these kids have next to nothing. Many of them don't have a mom or a dad. So when you're able to write letters, when you're able to communicate with them, which happens really, Compassion's made it so easy. I mean, so easy. You can do snail mail. They even have an app where you can communicate with your child right through the app. It's amazing. But this is huge for a child. It's huge to have a relational connection with another follower of Jesus who's investing in them, listening to them, hearing about their life, and you get to tell them about your life and your family, your kids. It's so neat. But we don't want you to just be able to correspond writing with your child. We want to actually let you go there yourself. We want to allow you to actually meet your child on a mission trip to Colombia. So next year, we already have 8 mission trips planned to Colombia, where if you sponsor a child, you will be able to go on a mission trip and actually meet the child that you sponsored and see the church that you helped build for them. I mean, could you imagine that? Being able to do that? I mean, this is a vision, by the way, that's huge. When we talk to Compassion and Stadia, they're like, no church has ever taken on this level of commitment. But we want to be that kind of church. We want to unleash compassion on our world this Christmas in a way where we just don't just meet a child's physical needs. We also meet their spiritual needs, but then we have an opportunity to relationally connect and have a long-term relationship in Colombia where we can take mission trips to serve those kids, and you can actually meet the child you sponsor. It's a big vision. Now, we're going to share more about the church plants and also the mission trips in the weeks to come, but today, the focus of our Compassion at Christmas initiative is we want to give every single person here the opportunity to be able to sponsor a child through Compassion International for $38 a month. Now, if you're like me, maybe you're skeptical of child sponsorships. I was that way for years. I mean, years I was that way. And the reason why is, I mean, you look at these like packets and you're like looking at the kid and you're like, is that a cardstock photo that someone like pulled off the web and just stuck in there? Like maybe everyone gets the same photo, or you think about like $38 a month, does that really go to serve the kids? Maybe that's just going to someone somewhere, who knows where. I mean, can you really write a letter to a child and get a response back? Or maybe there's like, maybe in Colombia there's just a sweatshop of like 12 kids that are writing all the letters. is it really legitimate? And here's what I can tell you. Here's what I can stand in front of you with 100% certainty and tell you. This organization is legit. We have maybe never vetted a nonprofit as much as we've vetted Compassion International this year. And we've been doing it this whole entire year. Here's what we've done. We've checked their financials, up and down. We've met their leadership. We have gone and like seen their corporate headquarters. We have gone on the ground in Colombia to see eye to eye to make sure this is legitimate. Our missions pastor, Larry Fraley, he's been doing this longer than most people in the country. He's been there multiple times. I've been there on the ground myself to see it with my own eyes, to see if this is legit with your campus pastor or a representative from your campus. I mean, I even took my entire family to Colombia because I didn't want to just see if it was legit. I wanted to see if we're going to ask you to go on a mission trip, is it safe for you to go and take your kids? Some of you are thinking, you're telling me, Ashley, you took your wife and your 3 kids to Colombia without knowing? Well, I'm a little bit of a risk taker anyways, but I thought, hey, if I lose one kid, I still have 2 others. I mean, that's not a big deal. But I was blown away at what I saw. Number one, Colombia is a completely safe place to travel to. And 2, by the way, it's completely beautiful. I mean, it's unbelievable. So I can tell you with 100% confidence that Compassion International is a world-class organization. I've never seen anything like it. As a matter of fact, when I was in Colombia, I had to repent because I had no idea how effective they were at releasing kids from the devastating effects of poverty. They've been doing this for 65 years. They know what they're doing. Some of you might still wonder, well, $38 a month, I mean, what percentage of that $38 a month goes to you, Ashley? Well, as a senior pastor, I only take a 15% cut. That's it, okay? Listen very carefully. Not one single dime goes to anyone at CCV or CCV. And as a matter of fact, Compassion, they are so transparent with their financials. You can go look it up for yourself. Their overhead is so little that almost all the money Almost every dollar that you invest goes to serve the kids. You can look it up for yourself. Now, some churches don't take on child sponsorships. You know why people are so fearful to do it as a church? Because they're afraid as a church that you, the church, might divert dollars that are going to go to the church that's needed and give it to Compassion instead. And I told Compassion, I'm not worried about that. Our church has always been generous. That doesn't worry me one bit. But here's what I know because I've seen it with my own eyes. When you give $38 a month, it legitimately transforms a child's life. I've seen it up close and personal. I've walked in the homes of kids that are being sponsored, and you wouldn't believe the effects it does. Listen, if you live on only $2 a day, $38 can legitimately pull a child out of poverty and transform their life. $38 a month, here's what it goes towards. Kids now get nourishing food. Kids now have the ability of going to school at the development center that's at the church. They actually can have medical needs met so that now we don't have 18,000 kids a day dying just because they had a basic medical need. And here's the best part. It's all done through the local church. But hey, don't take my word for it. I want you to hear from a family in our church that I found out has been sponsoring children through Compassion for over 12 years. Watch this.
In 2007, we went to a Christian music festival called Spirit West Coast. And at this music festival, they were advertising for Compassion. And that was our first exposure to the ministry. During that time, we had young boys, and we thought it would be a great idea to, you know, spread our worldview and have our boys think outside of themselves. So we picked up two kids.
And in 2009, we said, okay, boys, you can pick two more. Each of you go pick one. And so Gabriel handed us one, and Corbin handed us one, and you get in a line. And then Corbin comes running up and says, no, I changed my mind. I want this one. And I didn't have the heart to swap it out. I had already had, you know, for however many minutes I was in line, this child. And so that's how we ended up with five kids, because I didn't want to swap them out. Well, I had experience in high school. We had a club where we adopted a kid. And I still remember the day someone came in and said, my cousin got the same picture. And so I had this preconceived idea that 1,000 people get the same picture of the same kid. And so when we saw the structure of Compassion and how the regular correspondence, the regular updates, you know, we have pictures of these kids from, you know, age 2 all the way up to 17, because they, you know, continually update you on how they're doing and what's going on in their life.
But seeing the legitimacy of the correspondence coming back and forth, and that gave us reassurance that that this was a legitimate organization that was doing what they said they were going to do. The Compassion program has had an impact because here I work in the United States of America. I have a good job. I come home and I might have concerns or worries about things that went on at work that day. And it brings a whole new perspective to my life and to things that concern me of the day. And so for me, it was a perspective shift every single day when I would come home, maybe with the wrong attitude. That was a great way to shape me up quickly.
I think most parents want their kids to be grateful and to understand what they have and to be compassionate. And I think it was really instrumental in their life in seeing, especially at the beginning at 6 and 8, when you provide monthly and then you're allowed to send $25 for their birthday or $25 for Christmas. And they would write a thank you note and let you know what they purchased with it. And to share that with our kids, it was a little surprising to them that maybe they chose a bag of rice or maybe they chose a pair of pants, you know.
I believe that our decision to sponsor Compassion Children did have a significant spark in our lives to help put us on a trajectory. I think, speaking of the generosity gene that was sparked in my wife, and what we saw in our boys, that they were no longer clinging as tightly to material things and seeing that God was providing for them and that they could really afford to be generous and, you know, God would still take care of them. I learned the same thing as the dad in the family, that I could, you know, loosen the purse strings a little bit, open the wallet a little bit, whereas before I was probably a little tighter with that. And so I think God has put us on a trajectory to open things up and allow him to work through us and not having us cling to the material things that we have here on earth.
I love the impact that's had on the Figueroa family. Earlier this year, as a part of evaluating compassion, our family sponsored. That's a phrase you have to get out of the habit of saying. We sponsored a child. This is what she looks like. This is little Denasi. Denasi's a four-year-old little girl that lives just outside of Cartagena, Colombia. And it would be really tough for me to articulate the impact this little girl's had on our family's life. My only regret with sponsoring Denasi is that I didn't do it sooner. And I'm actually a little ashamed to tell you that it took me this long to actually sponsor a child living in extreme poverty. It's not like I hadn't had opportunities in the past. I just never did it. Now, the reason I'm a little ashamed is because if you would have asked me, Ashley, do you care about kids living in extreme poverty? Do you care that 18,000 kids every single day die of extreme poverty? Here's what I would have said. Of course I care. It breaks my heart. I mean, I have so much compassion for that. The problem is, I wasn't really doing anything about it. See, this little girl, Denasi, has taught our family something so huge, and here's what it is. Compassion is not a feeling. Compassion is not like when your heart goes, oh, I feel for them. It's not a feeling. Compassion is action, always. In other words, true compassion always has a corresponding action. True compassion goes from our heart to our hands to, quite frankly, for us that live in America, to our wallets. Did you know that's exactly what we're told in the book of 1 John? I want to show you a passage that it's a little hard to hear, but you just need to know this is like something that should impact us. In 1 John, the Apostle John, who knew Jesus maybe better than anyone, is reflecting on Jesus' love and compassion. And here's what he writes to us. He says, this is how we know what love is. Hey, John, how do we know what love is? He tells us. He says, remember, Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. That's right. Jesus gave everything for us. He died for us. So we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. Okay, John. Like, what would you suggest if for us to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters? He goes, well, let me tell you. Let me give you an example. If anyone has material possessions, this is the very next verse, to which most of us, almost 99% of us today would have to say this, that's me. We live in the richest country in the history of the world. I mean, did you know in America today, we have 3.1% of the child population. All the children in America today represent 3% of the world's child population. Did you know we purchase 40% of the toys globally? I mean, today, our kids have more than they've ever had in history. And you're going like, yeah, the kids, man, they have so much. That's a problem. Spoiled. It's not just the kids, is it? My favorite statistic is this. 85% of Americans that have a two-car garage can't park both cars in the garage because we have too much stuff. 85%! And that's me. I can't. I mean, here's the thing. Most of us could sneeze and come up with $38 a month. We could. I mean, it's like a few less coffees. It's one time less eating out a month. I mean, it's not even one less trip to the mall. It's one less trip to the mall that we don't walk in one store. So we're like, okay, John, I have material possessions. I live in America. What does that mean? John goes on right after that and says this. Well, if you have material possessions and you see a brother and sister in need, but you have no pity on them, you don't have any compassion, you don't act. And then John asks a question that I'm telling you, when I read this, we just have to wrestle with this. Here's what John says. He's reflecting on what Jesus has done for us. John says this. How can the love of God be in that person? If you have material possessions and we don't act and make a difference in this world, I mean, John's just asking a tough question. This isn't to guilt you. Listen, John's just kind of getting up in our world and saying, we live in America, we have material possessions, what are we doing with that? This reminds me of what we talked about last week. Mark said this quote that I just loved. The problem with poverty is not God's provision, but human distribution. God has already provided all the resources worldwide to solve child poverty. The issue is, will we distribute what's been given to us? And so John goes on and he ends with this. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech. Don't talk about it, don't feel it, but with actions and in truth. That's the opportunity before us today at CCV. The opportunity is we have a chance to unleash some compassion on some of the poorest kids in our world. And I want to show you a video of some footage that we took on some trips we took down to Colombia. Now, there's an intro from the president of Compassion, and at the end of this video, you're going to see my family get to meet Denasi for the very first time. Watch this.
Hi, CCV. I'm Jimmy Mayado, president of Compassion International, and I want to thank you and encourage you in the incredible sponsorship challenge you're taking on to impact the children and churches of Colombia. The magnitude of this goal, to plant 8 churches and sponsor more children in one weekend than has ever been accomplished in Compassion's 65 years of ministry, is unprecedented. No other church in the world has taken on this level of commitment in one single campaign, and I'm thrilled that CCV is leading the way in this effort to release thousands of children from poverty and change the world for Jesus.
Sitting at the stoplight, you can't be bothered by the heart cry written on the cardboard in her hands. Oh, but when she looks him in the eye, his heart is broken open wide, and he feels the hand of God reach out through him. As heaven touches her, kingdom come, oh, 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 with every act of love, Jesus help us carry you, alive in us your light shines through, with every act of love, we bring the kingdom come. God put a million doors in the world for his love to walk through, one of those doors is you. I said God put a million doors in the world for his love to walk through. One of those doors is you.
You guys want to come on in? Let's go meet her.
Hola.
And thank you again for letting us come to our home and letting us meet you both and letting us meet your beautiful daughter. I pray that you keep their family strong. And when things get hard, I pray they rely on you. God, we trust you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, 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 we bring the kingdom come. Oh, 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 with every act of love, Jesus, help us carry you. Alive in us, your light shines through. With every act of love, we bring the kingdom. Oh, 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 we bring the kingdom come.
When we saw the impact that our $38 a month was having on Denasi, you know what we did? While we were there, we sponsored 2 more kids. So here's Valentina, and here's Maria. We decided we wanted to sponsor 3 kids for our 3 daughters, for our 3 kids. And we just decided that when we saw the impact of what this was having, that there was nothing we could do this Christmas that was probably going to have a bigger impact, nothing we can invest in with our kids and our family that would change us more. And so here's what we want to do this, just as we close out our service. We want to give you the opportunity to sponsor a child, to unleash some compassion this Christmas. And here's how we're going to do that. In just a moment, I'm going to invite our ushers, after I pray, to come forward. And we're going to receive communion. Now, right after the communion tray passes by you and you've had a chance to take communion, we're going to give you a chance to get up out of your seat and go to any of the stations all across the rooms where you're at and to choose a child to sponsor. Now, the amazing link, what I love about communion is, you remember what 1 John said? John said, this is how we know what love is. When we remember, which is what we do during communion, that Jesus laid down his life for us, the natural response for us is to want to lay down our life for somebody else. And so what a great just response today for those of us that are able. Right after you get done taking communion, you just get right out of your seat and just go to one of the stations that's closest to you. And when you go, there's going to be a packet that looks just like this. Just choose a packet and with you. Now, don't leave. You take that packet and go right back to your seat, okay? Now, the reason why is because when you get this packet, you're going to take it out. There's a bunch of information. Don't worry about all that. All you need to worry about is this one sponsor card that you can tear off, okay? This is kind of what it looks like. It's a sponsor card that looks like this. You fill out your information, and then you fill out your debit or credit card information of how you want to sponsor this child, okay? You just fill those two out. Don't worry about anything else in the packet. Now, when you exit today, you're going to take this, and there's going to be a place where you drop it, all right? Now, here's the thing. Do not walk out with the packet without filling out this information today at CCV. Here's why. This is the only packet that exists for this child in the world today. We cannot have these leaving without this card being filled out or sponsored. Now, if you don't have a card with you or you didn't bring it with you, on the payment side, just write the words pay later and just make sure this information is filled out, and Compassion will email you a link. They'll sponsor the child. It'll get all set up, and all you'll need to do is enter your financial information later. Now, when you go to choose a child to sponsor, this is so key. Do not search around for the perfect child. Every single one of these kids is a child of God in need of sponsorship. Every single one. If you sit there and like search around for the perfect child, the cutest one, or this or that, we know tons of people are going to want to sponsor. And that's why we tried to do it, you know, wait till you take communion. That'll kind of, you know, control the lines a little bit. But if you sit there and wait and search forever, it's going to cause a log jam. And then someone may not get up because it's too busy. And then a child won't get sponsored. And that child will go hungry. And they might die. And you're going to go to hell. Okay, that's what's going to happen. Right? So you just, seriously. Hey, here's what you do. Whichever packet you walk up to, you take that as God's divine choice for you. Just grab one. Come back to your seat. Fill it out. Tear that off. You get to keep the rest of the packet. Walk out today. And we're going to unleash some compassion this Christmas, okay? Now, some of you are like, I want to go get my kids and come back and do that with them. Don't do that. We do not have time to do that. Your kids in their kids' classrooms are being informed about what we're doing for Compassionate Christmas. They're informed of it. And listen, one person said, your kids weren't there when you conceived their brother and sister. They don't need to be there when you conceive this one, okay? All right? So you just get one. If you have any questions at all, we have a Compassion booth set up. There's staff from Compassion, volunteers from Compassion. They have Compassion Church. Ask them any questions you want. Listen, if some of you are struggling with $38 a month, you might want to go on with one or two other people. Maybe you want to go together with someone else to sponsor someone. Most of us have the ability of sponsoring a child today. The only question for some of us is, man, are we going to sponsor one or are we going to sponsor multiple? I had one man tell me earlier, he said, I'm going to sponsor 8 kids for all the 8 people in my family. But that's amazing. Now, you do what works best for you. But CCV, listen very carefully. This Christmas, we have the opportunity of unleashing compassion in an unprecedented way. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus said this, whatever you've done for the least of these, you've done for me. So when you see the pictures of kids all across the room, those are the faces of Jesus. And I'm going to pray in a moment, and as our ushers come forward to take communion, when you take communion, I'm going to challenge you, get out of your seat, and let's unleash compassion this Christmas. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity that you put before us as a church. as we get ready to receive communion, God, we're going to remember that you laid down your life for us. As we take the bread and the juice, we remember that you gave your all for us. And so I pray that for those of us that are able, a very fitting response at this moment is for us to be able to get up out of our chairs, to go to a place that has a packet, to choose a child that we are going to lay down our lives for in just a really small way. God, it's $38 a month. But God, that may just be the one thing this Christmas that changes our life and changes our family's life more than anything else. And I pray as we, you know, sponsor these kids, as we launch 8 churches, as we have the 8 mission trips next year where people can take a trip to actually visit the child they're going to sponsor, may you just transform our church through this. May you transform the country of Colombia. We give this all to you now, God, and may we just be moved the way you want us to be moved today. In Jesus' name, amen.